Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Hey, DGens, it is Tuesday, July 2nd. Clay leaves Golden State. Tatum gets paid. We got Major League Baseball to bet on. I'm Mad Max. Joining me, ex-Chris. Panther's still on vacation. Yesterday at Homer, today I have ex-Chris. And ex-Chris, you're excited. You get to do your points live. I'm not going to read them today.
Yeah, I'm excited to be on the show. And, you know, I don't have to type a whole essay before the show starts and stuff. And, yeah, there's a lot of baseball to bet on today. So I'm excited to talk about that. And I'm excited to talk about the NBA trades that's been happening for the past week or so.
Yeah, free agency has been going crazy yesterday. I mean, Jason Tatum now is the highest paid player in the league. Some would argue, should he be the highest paid player on his team? Where do you stand on that, ex-Chris?
So a lot of, this is what I have to say about that. So I believe it was last year or 2 years ago, Jaylen Brown became like one of the most expensive players. And people were, you know, said the same thing, like, oh, he's not that good. He can only dribble with his left hand. He can only drive left. And look what he did in the playoffs. He was a very good player and he won finals MVP. So I feel like, if it doesn't happen this year where he shows that he's truly worth that much, I think it'll happen down the line.
I look at it this way. Is these contracts as the most highest paid player, it's fleeting. It's the same thing in the NFL. It's fleeting. These quarterbacks, like, you know, with Jared Goff being the highest paid quarterback, it is fleeting. You know, everything's going to change. Like, these contracts are actually going to become value at some point. If you think about it, they're 27 years old, 26, 27 years old, and they signed these five-year deals that puts them into, you know, the early 30s. So they'll get another contract after that, that's for sure. Right? I mean, Paul George just signed a contract. He's 34 years old. Paul George signed a four-year contract. So these guys have plenty of, you know, time left in their careers. So to lock them up for the next 5 years at these rates, it's almost, it almost seems like, oh, that's a value play, because by next year it's going to be someone else and then it's going to be like $70 million a year. You know, whoever's the highest paid player, it doesn't last for very long. I still remember when Kevin Garnett got this like 5 year, $100 million deal from Minnesota Timberwolves and people were freaking the fuck out. This is 5 years, $314 million. So, these guys just won a championship. You want to keep this core together. They also buried in this news, they also gave Derek White an extension. I think he got like $126 million ex-Chris. So, I mean, they're keeping the Celtics together. They're going to make another run, maybe a couple other runs. I mean, you figure like, and we'll get to your opinion on how some of the other teams have improved, but you figure that, you know, the Celtics are still the team to beat going into next season, and their window is far from closed.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like the Celtics are still the best team the NBA has at the moment. But back to your point about overpaying players, it's like you said, it's like depreciating value, I guess you can call it. Like, eventually it's just gonna keep growing and growing, right? And like, I'm looking at this list here, like before Tatum it was Brown as the most expensive contract, and then before that it was Nikola Jokic, and before that arguably the worst out of those four, I mean, probably is Bradley Beal. You know, like, mm-hmm. he was paid $250 mm-hmm. million, and he's not that good, right? Like, he's always injured. He's bounced from the Wizards to the Suns. He hasn't gotten that much playing time. Honestly, I feel like the other three players, though, Jokic, Brown, and Tatum, those are worth paying those big bucks to in the future, and, like, you know, future-proofing. But as for, like, the other teams, yeah, like, I feel like other teams are improving. Like, the Paul George signing for the Sixers is pretty good. Like, they're also a pretty young squad. Like, they have Kelly Oubre and Tyrese Maxey on that team. So I feel like that's another up and coming team. But in relation to the Celtics, also, I mean, yeah, I feel like they'll have most of the team together except for Al Horford. I think he's retiring. No, right?
No, he's coming back. Al Horford's going to do another season. He said he's coming back for one more.
Okay, wow, yeah, then I guess they do have the team together, but I just saw just today that the Celtics are going to start selling up their team, so we'll see how that affects the team.
I honestly think it's going to be an even better thing for them. First off, that team's going to sell for bank. I mean, it's someone really, like, we're talking about Jeff Bezos-type money buying this team at this point. So I'm optimistic that, you know, the next ownership is going to want to spend even more money and win more. Like, it's going to be like a diehard Celtics guy that wants to just win championships, you know, and just like spend the money to win championships. I'm not worried about that. But again, the Mets had an owner who wants to spend money, and that hasn't worked out for us so far. Klay Thompson. Okay, Klay Thompson got traded, essentially signed with the Dallas Mavs, which on paper, like, Klay Thompson going to the Dallas Mavs, that's exactly the type of player that they need. They it's exactly what they were missing in the playoffs against the Celtics. So hooray, great job. Now, that's on paper. In reality, is Klay Thompson has not been the same player he once was. He's been declining year over year. If they can get anything out of Klay Thompson, then yeah, it sounds good, but man, I don't know if he's going to be anywhere near what he used to be. I don't know if this is going to actually help Dallas or not. I'm optimistic. I think it could work out. Maybe he's not done, but the last few years have not been good for him. Apparently, the Lakers were willing to offer him $20 million a year for 4 years. He took a lesser deal to go to the Mavs, and apparently, it's the lack of taxes. So he didn't want to stay in California anymore, ex-Chris. He's paying too many taxes in California. He wanted to pay less taxes. And he wanted to, quote-unquote, play for a contender. Solid burn on the Lakers there.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Like, the Warriors, yeah, they're an aging team, you know. Thompson, Curry, and Green, those people, they're getting pretty old, which asks, like, really begs the question, like, what's Curry's next step? Is he going to retire in the next 1 or 2 years? And also, will we see a rematch of the Mavs and Celtics next year? Because, like, honestly, no one, I mean, yes, I had a futures bet on the Celtics and Mavs making it to the finals, but, like, really, no one was talking about, oh, the Mavs are going to make a run to the final. Like, no one was really expecting them to go as far as they did. They were expecting, like, a lot of people were expecting, like, the Nuggets, for example, right? But this signing is basically, in my opinion, I think it's going to work, but not as well as people think it will, because, yes, it's good on paper, but the main reason why they brought him in was to replace Tim Hardaway Jr. And the only reason why I know that is because Tim Hardaway Jr. went to the Pistons, and I'm really excited about that. But the bad thing is, Tim Hardaway Jr. was a Klay Thompson clone, kind of. He would chuck up so many shots, but he's been really, really bad. So that's why they sent him to the Pistons. So maybe he'll turn stuff around in the Pistons. Who knows? But honestly, yeah, it's just a replacement for Tim Hardaway Jr. So I'm not expecting anything big out of Klay Thompson.
To your point about the West, right? OKC looks like to be the favorite going into next year with, you know, bringing in Alex Caruso. They still have all those draft picks. They can continue to make moves. OKC seems to be the favorite. Dallas is definitely up there in the conversation. Minnesota's not going anywhere. They're bringing that same team back. A team that I want to circle, though, with a little bit of concern, is the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets is not the same championship team that they were, right? They let Bruce Brown go last offseason. This offseason, much to your happiness, I'm sure, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope has left, and he's now signed with Orlando on a 3-year deal. So this Denver Nuggets team, they're not adding players. They're losing players. I know they still have the MVP. They still got the best player on earth, but can this team really compete? I mean, I almost felt like that they were complacent last year. Like they were letting the Lakers get those big leads in the playoffs to come back and beat them. They just looked like they were going through the motions. Like they didn't want it as much as Dallas wanted the championship. So I don't know, man. Do you still put Denver in that upper tier, or are they starting to fall off to you?
Oh, man. Like they're losing a lot of bench depth, which is really important in the NBA. So I feel like they're getting weaker, like, you know, like pretty quickly. And the thing that sucks is Jamal Murray, he's been injured a lot. Like, he's basically a glass cannon at this point. It's really going to be up to the point if, or the, I guess, really, the only way the Nuggets can go far is if Jamal Murray and Jokic are healthy. Like, Jokic is pretty healthy every year, but Murray, that's a different story. They lost KCP to the Magic, which sucks for them. Really, all they have is MPJ, Jamal Murray, and Jokic for their scorers. Everyone else is kind of nobodies, really. So we'll see what happens with the Nuggets, but I don't think you're right. I mean, I think you're right. They're not going to go as far next year.
Yeah, I mean, they also have Aaron Gordon, who can from time to time.
Yes, like, I forgot about
he's,
him.
Yeah,
I
no, think. He's shown, you know, kind of glimmers of that. So, so speaking of your Orlando Magic, they missed out on Paul George. They haven't gotten like the big scorer that they were looking to. I think KCP is a fine addition as well. A name that has popped up in the trade market where I think that could be a good landing spot for Orlando is Lauri Markkanen of the Utah Jazz. It seems a lot of teams inquiring about him, and I think he's a hell of a player. I've got to see him play live. And he's a solid fucking player. Would you be interested in bringing Markkanen in? Or who if you're the Orlando Magic, who do you want on your team? Who's available?
So basically, the people we signed and drafted, we drafted a guy named Da Silva. I know him because he played college basketball in Colorado. He's pretty good. And I feel like Lauri Markkanen would be an amazing fit for the Magic because basically they're signing people who can play offense and defense, but more defense. If Lauri Markkanen comes to the Magic, he can do both, and he's a very high scorer. Like, we've seen him put up very high numbers consistently when he's healthy and stuff for the Jazz. So I feel like I would definitely sign Markkanen if I had the chance, if I were the Magic.
You missed out on yesterday, talking about head coach of Detroit. Are you happy with the Bickerstaff coaching?
Yeah, I like Bickerstaff as a coach. Our last coach was so bad. Yeah, our floor last year was so low. So if we can't even get past last year's record, I don't know what to say. I think just sell the team, maybe disband it permanently.
Well, they brought in a new president, and that's basically what happened. A Duke guy, right? A former Trajan Langdon, I believe, is the new president of the Detroit Pistons. So they brought him in. And he just figured that Monty Williams was not the guy to lead them into the future. Now, to Bickerstaff's credit, I mean, he did oversee that rebuild of Cleveland. It's a shame that they fucking got rid of him, you know, when they did. Because doesn't it suck when you put in all of that fucking time and efforts to rebuild a team, and then it's like, okay, well, now we want a championship, so we're gonna bring in fucking Doc Rivers. You know, we're gonna bring in someone like that to help us win. It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, I'm excited for Bickerstaff. Like, he's been with a couple teams as an assistant, like, you know, with the Timberwolves and the Blazers, and he played against the Blazers, and he was with the Grizzlies for a little bit, and then he was with the Cavs for that nice 4-year stretch where he basically brought up a young team, and now they're consistently good. So yeah, I'm excited to see what he does with Detroit. We have a lot of pieces, and should be fun to see if they can get some more wins than they did last year.
Homer asking if Bickerstaff coached the Hornets. He was an assistant for the Bobcats at the time. Yeah, when the fucking Bobcats. Yeah. So he's been the assistant coaching for a while, and he got the head coaching job for Cleveland, and yeah, he did quite well there. I think it's a good hire. I do. I think. Listen, it's a better hire than fucking JJ Redick over there in the Lakers. I mean, JJ Redick signs with the Lakers. Tells everyone, you know, in the media to go fuck off, and then drafts Bronny James Jr. So that's going to be a fun see. I can't listen. Every year the Lakers is just like, get your bag of popcorn and see what the fuck's going to happen. You know, you never know what's going to happen with the Lakers. But the fact that Klay Thompson rejected them is just, I'm laughing so much. It's like, I want to play for a contender. It's like, oh man, you want nothing to do with that fucking Bronny James drama over there.
Well, that brings up one more quick thing, yeah, before we switch over to baseball. Is that DeMar DeRozan has been in talks with the Lakers. Yeah. So yeah, maybe that's why he has some info like, oh no, they're going to send DeMar DeRozan or something.
Yeah, no, good point. He was not happy with the Giddy trade for Caruso. Caruso is that good? Like, really? People think Caruso's Michael Jordan or something? Like, okay, he can dunk every so often.
Now, he's a great defender.
He is a great defender. No, he's a fantastic defender. I agree.
And he doesn't touch kids like Josh Giddey, so.
It's fair. It's fair. Watch out. Watch out, Chicago high schools. Josh Giddey's on the prowl. Okay. Now we're going to take a quick break. Got lots of baseball to get to. Panther sent me his picks as well, so we'll cobble together a D-Jump parlay between the three of us. Stay tuned. Hey, D-Gens, college football is right around the corner, so you know what that means, right? Mad Max gets to give up his talk time to Sex Panther, take a little nap on the show. Also means the return of MyBookie as a show sponsor. That's right, MyBookie sportsbook and casino platform. You can bet on every game and win anytime, anywhere, straight from your mobile device. No app needed. Just go to mybookie.ag, sign up with the promo code THEDGENS, and you're ready to rock. MyBookie gives you tons of opportunities to win with college football this year. Whether you're rooting for your alma mater like Panther in Ohio State or your favorite team like me in Rutgers, there's no better way to experience the season than having action on these games. But when you use MyBookie, you're not just betting on football. You're investing in your team for the season. When you know your team well, it's easy to take advantage of props, win totals, things like that, early picks for playoff contention. Last year, MyBookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship, much to Panther's chagrin, and the bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. So you got to lock your futures in now while you're waiting for the season to begin, and you got to use that promo code THEDGENS. You're going to claim a bonus up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's THEDEGENS. If you didn't know how to spell the D-Gens, that's how you spell it. And you can start betting college football just with house money. You start off just there you go. Here's some free money. Take it. Take this money. Bet it. Bet anything. Anytime. Anywhere. Only with MyBookie.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Back at you, possibly never even left. X, Chris, where are we starting in Major League Baseball today?
All right, let's start in chronological order, and let's start with the Red Sox taking on the Fish. But before we talk about this game, I want to bring something up real quick. Did you know that the Fish beat the Phillies twice in that series?
No, I did not. I had no idea. This is going to be a running theme throughout the season of who beat the Phillies 2 out of 3 times.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. The Marlins actually played very good baseball, and they got Wheeler and Nola pretty good. And I bet against the Wheeler, and it worked out, you know? So, yeah, that's just a little tidbit. But for this game, I'm not betting the Fish. I'm actually betting the Red Sox. I think there's value in this at -165. I think the line's out with Cutter Crawford on the mound. Cutter Crawford's a really good pitcher with a 3.59 ERA. And the Red Sox offense has been pretty good recently. So, yeah, I think they should easily win this game on the road. So, yeah, give me the Red Sox on the money line.
Yeah, 165 is the best line you're going to get. It's at very few sports books. If you're looking around, -170, 176 at FanDuel. So I think 165 is a good value. I'm going to give you moral support. And Panther, he loves Cutter Crawford. He was all over this one. Panther's betting the Red Sox. I'm leaning the Red Sox. So this is a game. We'll circle this one. This is a potential for the DGen parlay.
All right, next game up, I have the St. Louis Cardinals taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates, and this is actually a decent pitching matchup. We have Kyle Gibson on the mound for the Cardinals, and we have Mitch Keller for the Pirates. I'm actually going to take the Pirates in this game. It's a really close line. This is literally a coin flip game, so I'll take the better pitcher, and the Pirates are actually good at, they're like okay at home. They're like a 500 team at home, but I feel like this is a game that they can take from the Cardinals. So give me the Pirates at -125.
Yeah, I'm going to lean the Pirates with you. I do think that the Pirates should win this one. I'm still not in love with the St. Louis team. They've been playing some pretty good baseball over the last few weeks, but I still don't like this St. Louis team very much. As for Panther, he's on the opposite side. He's betting the Cardinals here. He's saying, oh, plus line on the Cardinals. He's going to take that. I don't know if, +110 he's going to take, yeah. I don't know. I think Pittsburgh at home should win this one. I'm going to lean the Pirates.
All right, let's rip your Band-Aid off and talk about the Mets taking on the Washington Commanders at home. Sean Manet on the mound versus Hurts for the Commanders. New York -140? Yeah, I'll take that any day against the Nationals. Give me them -140 on the road against the Nationals easily.
A few weeks ago, pre-grimace, X-Chris, we wouldn't be saying taking the Mets -140 against anyone. Post-grimace, anything is possible. It's a 500 Mets team. They beat Washington yesterday, put up some big offense, came from a deficit there. Manea coming off of a really, really great outing against the Yankees. Now, my big concern about the Mets, and I mentioned this yesterday, is their bullpen. They need to address that bullpen, mostly because guys like Manea are only going five innings. They're not going deep. You're not seeing seven-inning outings from their starters, and that bullpen is taxed, and it's not very good. That said, I do think the Mets get it done today. I'm going to lean the Mets with you, and Panther's going to bet the Mets. God, man, are the Mets going into a D-gen parlay? It could be possible.
Looking that way.
Moral support lean on New York.
Next game up, the shittiest pitcher in baseball. Spaghetti taking them out against Berrios. This line it smells. It really does, kind of. But in the terms of the Blue Jays, because the Blue Jays are 38-46 and the Astros are 43-41. So Vegas is looking like it's agreeing with me on the Blue Jays. So give me the Blue Jays at home with Berries on the mound at -120.
I'm on the opposite side. I don't care. Spaghetti can give up 8 runs, and I still think the Astros are going to beat. The Blue Jays just suck, man. They're terrible right now. They've lost 7 of their last 10. This is a team that can't get out of its own way. A team that we really, in going into the season, thought could be contenders, they've faded terribly. They might be sellers very soon. While Houston's won 9 out of their last 10, they've won 3 games in a row. They're 3 games out of first place in the West. This is a team that Panther was kicking dirt over earlier in the season. I don't care who's on the mound. I think Houston's the play here. I'm getting Houston. Can I get the plus line still? +100 is the best I'm going to get. This is not great. I wish I can get the +105 I saw earlier, but I'll take the +100. $10 bet on Houston. Panther does not have a take on this one. He's letting us duke it out.
Fair. Next game up, I have this one I'm going to eat some chalk on. The Giants taking on the Braves. Ronaldo Lopez on the mound taking on Bird Song. I don't know who this Bird Song guy is, but he has a 5.79 ERA, and the Giants are away on the road against the Braves at home. This is a value play, so give me the Braves at -185, and the Giants are not good on the road, so I'm fading them.
Hayden Birdsong is his name. He is from... Let's see. Eastern Illinois is where he went to college. So Hayden Birdsong is from Eastern Illinois. So that's as much as I know about Mr. Birdsong here. And I also know that he's probably going to get his ass handed to him today. I think the Braves are the play. I'm going to lean Atlanta. Panthers going to bet Atlanta as well. So again, another one where we have lots of good support here. So you know, we're shaping up pretty good for the D-Gen Parlay today.
Oh, man, next game up, we're going to rip my Band-Aid off and talk about the Tigers taking on the Twins for a rivalry game. We got Skiball MVP on the mound versus Woods Richardson. This is a good pitching matchup, and it's a rivalry game. This is going to be it's literally a coin flip game, in my opinion, which the line reflects that. And I'll take the better pitcher, and I have to support my home team. So give me the Tigers on the money line at -110.
Yeah, I mean... I think that's the play. I think -108, yeah, -110 with Skiball on the mound, it makes sense. I don't like the line movement. It actually opened up a bit worse for the Tigers. It opened up -126 from what I can see. So some weird line movement in this one. I'll give you moral support here. Panther's not on this one. I'm surprised. He usually jumps all over the brand name pitchers. So I'll lean Detroit with you.
Next game up, and this line smells. I have the Phillies taking on the Cubs, and there's Mercado taking them out for the Phillies versus Wisniewski for the Cubs. I'm just jumping on the Cubs just because this line smells so much at -125. I feel like this is a trap game for every bettor. The Phillies are plus line on the road against a struggling Cubs team, really. Yeah, no, I'm taking the Cubs at home at -125.
Playing the role of Sex Panther today and jumping headfirst into a trap, or dick first as he likes to say, is Mad Max, who is betting Philadelphia +112 because I can't resist. I know, it sounds terrible. This is This line is unbelievable. No one should bet this one, but I'm going to bet it for you. So I'm going to be the idiot. $10 bet on the Phillies.
Is Panther betting this one or no?
He's not. He's off this one. That's what I'm saying. I'm playing the role of Sex Panther today. He's avoiding this trap. He never avoids a trap. I thought he'd be all over this one. And no, no, he's like, nope. He's bouncing out of this one. And I'm going to be the idiot that loses his shirt on this one.
Well, we'll talk about the next game, which I guarantee you Panther's betting on. The Padres are taking on the Rangers. Dylan Cease on the mound for the Padres, taking on Nathan Eovaldi for the Texas Rangers. Rangers are -115 at home. They're still kind of struggling. They're trying to find their groove, but I feel like the Rangers can get this job done against the Padres at home, especially with Eovaldi on the mound. At -115, I feel like this is a good line for them. I'll take them on the money line.
Panther is on this game, ex-Chris. But you should realize that he does not like Nathan Eovaldi for some reason.
Yep.
I like Eovaldi. I'm gonna lean the Rangers here, but Panthers all over San Diego and Dylan Cease with his goofy ass fucking mustache. Like I'm just so glad that my boy isn't pitching for San Diego, because then it would just seem like a hate crime here. I'm gonna lean the Texas Rangers. Panthers betting San Diego.
All right, next game up is actually also a decent pitching matchup. I have the Rays taking on the Royals. Zach Little on the mound for Tampa Bay versus Singer. Singer, I feel like, is a weak pitcher. I feel like his ERA is not true at all. I feel like it should be a lot higher. Zach Little has been okay. This Rays team has been hot on the bats, and they're on the road. But surprisingly, the Royals are so good at home, so I'm not sure if I should fade them. But I'm taking the Rays with a plus line at +105.
Yeah, I can't fade Kansas City. I totally agree with you that Singer is one of the – he's still a good pitcher, but he's probably one of the lesser pitchers in that Kansas City rotation. But still, the way that KC playing at home, Tampa Bay has been playing much better as of late, but I think Kansas City gets this one. $10 bet on the Royals.
All right, next game up, the Anaheim Angels are taking on the Oakland Athletics. This game is, this game's line is kind of weird, but I understand why. I'm actually taking Oakland with this at the -105, I think. Maybe it's gotten worse, better. But Mitch Spence is actually a really good pitcher for the Oakland A's. So, yeah, I'll take the Oakland A's on the money line.
Yeah, I think there's value there on Oakland in this one. It's losing value, but I think Oakland at home should get it done. I'm going to lean the A's in this one. Panther, not on this one. No.
Next game up, this is probably the game of the day, pitching matchup of the day, you name it. The Orioles are taking on the Mariners. Grayson Rodriguez on the mound for the Orioles and George Kirby on the mound for the Seattle Mariners. This is a really, really, really good pitching matchup. And this line kind of smells, you could say. Seattle's even and Baltimore's only -120. Really? But the Mariners have been really, really, really good at home. And Kirby's been pitching really good lately. So, yeah, I'll take the Mariners or Minesweepers on the money line today.
Yeah, I'm going to lean Seattle on this one as well. I don't like the way Baltimore's playing, but this tells you how bad the Yankees have been playing as of late. Is Baltimore has lost 6 out of their last 10, and they're still in first place in the American League East, and that's how bad the Yankees have been playing as of late. So, to me, Seattle, pretty good at home, getting a slight plus line. I think there's value there, leaning the Mariners.
Yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah, I think you hit everything that I was on, I believe. Philadelphia, Kansas City, Houston, yep. I think we're on opposite of all those two, weren't we? No, we're all the three games I bet we're opposite on. How fucking funny is that? But there was a lot of moral support in the games that Panther was betting on, Sue. So I think our D-Gen parlay for this day is the Boston Red Sox -165, the New York Mets -132, and the Atlanta Braves -180. And that'll pay $342 on this Tuesday. I see Homer and Dada No Money typing it out. Homer saying USA got eliminated yesterday 1-0. Yep, Uruguay beat them, knocked them out. You called that. Dada No Money saying sorry for the late contribution, but I'm on St. Louis, Detroit, Philadelphia, and Oakland. Seems to be some good alignment between both ex-Chris and Panther. You've split it between, like, ex-Chris, you were in Detroit and Oakland, and Panther was on St. Louis and Philadelphia. You know, I was on Philadelphia. So, Dad and No Money just representing the entire D-Gen crew today. So, there you go. But that'll do it. Ex-Chris, any final words before I close this out?
Hopefully the D-Gen parlay hits today. It should be an easy one. It seems too good to be true, but we'll see what happens. Also, don't be afraid to join the Discord. Join us. Feel free to shoot the shit with us. Talk to us about anything ranging from live soccer bets, live soccer unders, baseball, football, basketball news. Join the Discord. It's free. Click on the link.
That's it. Link in the description. And you hang out with us. And at the end of the day, you can do what Panther does. Lose money. No, that's not it. Make some money, fools.
This show is sports entertainment. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. In short, don't be stupid. Gamble responsibly. We will not be held responsible. Peace.
Hey, this is Buck Joffrey, and if you are a high-paid professional looking to break free from the golden handcuffs, listen closely. Now, I went from being a busy surgeon to a real estate investor with over $2 billion in assets under management. And now, I'm on a mission to share the wealth-building secrets of the ultra-rich with you. Imagine legally paying little or no taxes, shielding your assets from risk, and investing in distressed real estate during the current real estate meltdown. Did you know, for example, that right now, the high interest rates have created a rare chance in the market to buy discounted apartment buildings? By seizing this moment, you can position yourself for massive gains when rates inevitably drop. And I'll tell you what, that is exactly what we do in my podcast community together. Don't settle for conventional wisdom. Let me show you how the economy works and how you can use financial education to achieve true financial freedom. Tune into the Wealth Formula Podcast with me, Buck Joffrey, and take control of your financial destiny.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.